You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. Coming up very shortly, live performance from Dam by Dawn. In the meantime, let's hear a track by the band known as Dude from Detroit, Michigan, and this is a track called Blue Canary.
We'll be right back. Yes.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And as promised, we have the band Damned by Dawn live in the studio, getting ready to do a performance for us. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
How are you? How are you?
Hello. All right. I think we have liftoff. Cool.
Woo-hoo!
All right, starting a few minutes late, but that's all right. We're still ready to rock, aren't we?
Absolutely.
As always.
All right. What are we going to start out with?
A little
breakdown,
song called
maybe.
Yeah, Breakdown.
Song called Breakdown.
How appropriate.
Let's do it, fellas.
Live in Studio J with Damned by Dawn, Breakdown.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And without further ado, we're going to stick to the script and go forth with our next song. And this is called My Promise. Yeah! And I wouldn't feel the night in my back. Did you think that I was coming for? There was this payback to cross the line. And I fear I'm getting close to losing my mind. I won't talk till you're exposed. Ah! I love your empty promises, and I can't believe that it's come to this. that I was right. When I could clearly see your ways, you think you're leaving me behind. You thought I'd have no more sight. You pushed the envelope too far, and now you have no recompense. You tried to play me from the start. Days have been no more ever since. You lie, your empty promises. And I can't believe that it's come to me. I'll be the best that I can be without you. Get so hard that we can't go down.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the band Damned by Dawn. All right. Well, if you don't mind, gentlemen, and hopefully everything works.
Everything sounds good here.
Hi.
Yeah, it does. It does. It sounds good on my end.
And the heat has turned up, baby.
All right.
Heat is hot.
If we could go around the room, introduce yourselves, who you are, what you play, all that good stuff.
I guess I'll start since I am the lead singer. I'm Justin Michikowski. I am the lead singer, and my influences, I suppose, I'll keep it short and sweet, are some bands like
Ninja Sex Party,
Senses Fail, Ninja Sex Party,
what?
Silverstein.
They're super awesome.
You know what? I'll leave it at that. You guys take it away.
What up? My name is Levi. I play guitar, some leads, and some rhythms. I'm influenced by everything from classic country to classic rock to new heavy stuff. I like it all.
Stay right on top of the mic when you talk. Get really close and project. And get really loud.
I
gotcha. Yeah.
But, yeah. Like
remember
I said,
what we talked about. Make love to that microphone.
Make love!
I'm Levi. I play lead guitar, and I love all and every kind of music.
Ninja Sex Party.
Yes.
I'm Dave. I'm one of the other guitar players. There's a lot of us here. There's three of us, you know. But I play mostly rhythm. I have a lead here and there. My influences are mostly, like, classic rock. I'm really big into, like, Black Sabbath, Zeppelin, stuff like that. I dig that. And I get into newer metal and stuff, too. That's about it for me.
Hey, I'm Nikki, and I'm a drummer, and the social media presence that annoys people, and yet somehow people like it. I don't know why.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, I'm influenced by literally everything. Grew up on Christian music. I sing doo-wop. I've been singing choirs and opera music, actually, and then into metal, and now I'm back on drums again. So, hi.
So coming up in the future is going to be a opera metal concept album.
So you mean Bohemian Rhapsody meets, or, you know, like Queen meets Lamb of God? How about
See,
that?
Okay. I thought we were going to keep that on the wraps for now, but I guess it's out there, so it's in the
works.
<It's
out.
laughs> I'm Chris. I'm the last of the guitar players. I like everything from Maiden to Smile Empty Soul to Theory of a Dead Man. And
Ooh.
Nickelback
and Tantric.
I do like some Tantric.
Yep. Oh Christ! Oh Christ! Here come the bad males.
Uh oh! I guess it's my turn. My name is Amir Kapar Pere. I'm the bass player, co-singer, co-writer. We all write, so I guess I can't, you know, just take credit for that. But my influences range from everything. I listen to everything: classical, jazz, blues. My favorites range in the vein of Prince to the Beatles.
Funk fusion
kind of thing.
Okay. So how long you gentlemen been playing together as Damned by Dawn?
Good Lord.
Three years?
Okay.
Is that going on
more
three?
Than 3 years.
7 months for me!
They say this incarnation, yeah, less than a year.
Collectively, less than a year, but for 4 out of 5 of us would be about 2 years.
Yep.
Okay. Alrighty.
Or six.
Give or take.
2016.
I just met these guys in March, so whatever.
One of them in the parking lot before the show, right?
Hey! Yeah. Boba Flex.
Hey, I have an idea. Let's kick it.
Yeah, let's play another song. We're good at that.
Okay. Let's do it.
This is a new song.
This song is called Problems of the Being. Thank you all for tuning in. You're about to do yourselves a favor. We'll be right back.
enough, so you walk up for something more. You see your place to ego. It's never been worth fighting for. No, no, no. Problems of the beginning. No, no. Problems of the beginning.
Live from Studio J with Damn by Dawn. So that's a brand new one, eh?
It's a brand new.
Brand new.
So brand new.
You could say this is a world premiere then.
Well, we do have a world premiere ish. Today, there's but that's not it.
That's not it. Okay.
That's been played yes. live before.
We're going to say that yes. one for a little later on. All right,
yes,
cool.
Yes.
All right, so you have a new record out here from what I can see that you handed to me, all in retrospect.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
All right. For our listeners, how would they get a hold of this baby?
www.dambydawn.com.
Or they could come to a show.
Or, yeah.
Yeah, that's a novel idea.
I like that idea more.
Right.
Where's our next show at?
Our next show, I think next weekend, we're playing in Houghton Lake, Michigan, which is a hike from here. But we're there both nights, Friday and Saturday, at the M55 Poorhouse.
Yeah, and then we're at...
at Music Factory in Battle Creek on... February 15th, Saturday. Yep. Bruce's birthday bash with Another Lost Year.
Yep. Then Tantric.
Tantric, like, what, five days later?
Yep.
The 20th? 5 days later, the 20th.
The 20th.
That's February, in Detroit.
And you can check out everything, like I said, at www.dambydawn.com.
Yeah, all those shows are labeled right up there. And on our Facebook page, Damn by Dawn on Facebook.
Okay. Yep. All right, so that opening up for Tantric, that's going to be what, at Token?
At Diesel.
Diesel.
Diesel Lounge in Chesterfield.
Ah.
We like to say Detroit because, you know, it's Detroit.
Yeah.
It sounds way better.
It's all in the territory.
Just seems like these places are getting farther and farther out from the city, though.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Compared to where they're from, yeah.
Right. Grand Rapids, Detroit.
Yeah, it's only a hop, skip, and a jump. 3-hour drive. What the heck?
You know? Hey, I do that every weekend for practice.
Right.
All right.
Let's play another song.
Sure. Let's do it.
You guys want to do High?
No, I think
I'm down with that. I'm down to do High. We'll come back to Whitsett.
We're running out of. We kind of started a little late, so we should.
I think let's do it.
To what people really came to hear.
Yeah.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Damned by Dawn. All right. So you say that basically each one of you kind of writes, well, relatively equal as far as the songs, putting them all together?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Yeah, give or take. It's based off of whatever anybody's feeling at that given minute. So it'd be like, if you got a lot of anger, then it's like, hey, let's collaborate and let's figure something out. So, right. And then everybody just gets a little piece of the pie, and everybody puts their little twist on every little piece.
I love so pie. Everybody gets their own part. That's really. Right. I mean,
yeah, that's the coolest part. You know, like, Levi will bring in a riff and be like, hey, guys, check this out. And then, right. You know, Amir will throw his sauce on it, and Chris will do whatever Chris does.
And that's the thing.
And then I'll make it cool, you know. And then
no! They're so lucky to have you, aren't they?
And we usually write all Nikki's parts. So right, we kinda,
oh, my God. Wow. See, that's the thing, though, is that it doesn't matter what comes first, is that we all collaborate. You know, whatever comes first, we all work off of each other. And that's really the magic that happens within the band, is because it doesn't matter what comes first. You know, it can be the drums, it can be the guitar, or it can be the bass, whoever comes with something to the rest of the band, we all make it come to fruition, you know, like
yeah.
We all work together.
So you're able to work from whatever the origin is.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We are the origin, you know. There is no significant origin as far as an individual. So we all work together. We really do.
We are the origin.
That's unusual. You don't see that very often.
There's
is.
A lot of
and,
autonomy
you know,
in
we've been yeah. deliberating this for quite some time about how who is and how do we write who is the individual that contributes the most to this and
that
how
would
do
be
we
me.
Do it. But there is there really is, because there really is no individual. It comes from
Mm-hmm.
It comes from us. Like I said, there's a lot of autonomy as far as somebody brings it apart, and then everybody's kind of left to do whatever they want with it, which usually turns out pretty well.
So let's do Wits End.
This song is a perfect.
Let's do Wits End before we do the new one.
The new one?
Yes. Wow. Let's do this one first.
All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
We'll build them up. Just the suspense a little bit longer.
All right. Y'all got to hold on, I guess.
Here's Wits End. To explain myself to you, and I'm trying to make sense to someone who can't accept me. They are the tides that flayed the ship that sailed your bed's been made. It's like you preaching me about how I should feel. I've had enough. I don't hate you, no, I'm just at my wit's end. I know I can't invade you, but for me, it's just pretend. And I can feel your wits exceeding up. I know you're ready to leave up. I'll take the brunt of it, I'm ready to let go. I'm ready to let go. Your blinds to who I really am inside. You love this war, I kept that night. I'm done, I can't take another ride. It's getting complicated, I can't take it. I can't say no more, and I don't know what else to do. Cause you the maniac in you. I don't hate you, now I'm just my wits at it. I know I can't invade you, but for me, this is pretend. And I can feel your wits exceeding up. I know you're ready to give up. I'll take the brunt of it.
new song? Huh?
Live from Studio J with the band Damned by Dawn. So you've been building up the suspense. We're talking about this new one, huh?
We've got one new one for you guys.
Do you think they want to? You want to do it right now?
I don't care.
Let's do it right now.
Come on! I'm waiting for it.
Why keep waiting?
Right.
it is
pretty new and, like, you know, kind of finished it this weekend, so.
Right.
Speak for yourself.
It may not be, you know.
Either way, world premiere.
The finished product.
Hey, everybody, Dave is really confident.
Well, it'll sound good. I'm just not saying that's what you're going to hear on the CD when it comes out.
Okay.
This song is called...
So David is the disclaimer guy, is he?
Dave is the disclaimer guy for sure.
Right.
All right, so this song is called Charade, needless to say. Here we are. Let's do it, boys.
Voices clicking at your face. Do you synthesize all your alibis? Your life is nothing but a bit of pain. The starting day with you is overkill. You're not as rich as Burns, will you ever burn? Only time will tell if it's too late. The life that you take will be your own. Just to keep the charade from being known. And I hate to say that this is true, that I'm afraid of the going through. Put your face and you can hide what's real. Another step that you can last conceal. If you look inside, you find a dirty night. Someday you'll have to face reality. Release the comfort of your fantasies. If you're jumping in chains, it's a magic bag. Only time will tell if it's too late. The lies that you tell. The life that you take won't be your own. To keep the charade from being known. And I hate to say that this is true. And I'm afraid of becoming you. The fight that you take will be your now. Just to keep this charade from being known. And I hate to say this is true. But it's true, but it's true, but it's true, but it's true. The day will be your own. Just to keep this charade from being known. And I hate to say this is true. And I'm afraid of enjoying you.
I think we have a winner, gentlemen.
Yay! We'll take it, I guess.
Sounds good to me. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We can put that on the next release then?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Positively.
As long as you give it the stamp of approval, we're good to go with it.
All right. Speaking of, is that going to be something you're going to be working on in the near future? The new release?
Definitely.
Within the next year.
Okay. No rush. I don't want to, like, you know.
No.
It's expensive. A lot, Scott. Come on.
In our budget, probably, I'm thinking about 6 months. That's kind of where I'm going with that.
6 years.
Yeah. Well, we're still highly promoting the All-In Retrospect disc, too, so.
Oh, yeah. You know. Don't want to rush things. And,
yeah.
And we can definitely understand the financial part. You're musicians, right?
Right.
Yes.
Hey, Amir.
Yeah, yes. that's
you
exactly
play
the thing.
Your song?
Is the fact that we what? Can't rush things.
Void?
But you guys, sure, you guys can rush things for us, right?
Exactly.
Hey, let's do the void.
This let's is do a void. Song.
We always gotta cut this out, man.
And we do, which is an awesome song. It's a rocker. This is a song for anybody who's ever lost anybody.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Dan by Dawn. So you're saying you have to cut that song out sometimes, huh?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, just time constraints?
Pretty much. It's a, you know, it,
most shows we get, you know, are pretty packed with all these great bands we play with, so we want to give everybody a chance. So when we plan on 45 minutes usually.
And that one is a little bit of a circumstantial song.
Yeah.
It's lengthy, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's can get pretty lengthy.
Okay. I'm glad we could give you some room here today.
Yeah, it's 3 minutes and 31 seconds.
Thank you for that.
Okay, it's not that lengthy, but whatever. We're all men. We like to exaggerate,
it's
right?
10 seconds longer than the other ones, you know?
We exaggerate on the length.
Right.
10 seconds makes all the difference.
That's hilarious.
That's what she said.
Oh, yes. Hey, did you see that McGregor fight?
That was very short also.
But he celebrated 40 seconds later.
Oh, yeah.
So this one goes out to a dear friend of ours that passed away of cancer. This is called Susie's Song.
Sorry to hear that.
What more you on the shelf? Putting off your own misery. But you can help yourself until you know what's wrong. Don't ignore your health. Your peace and love will make you strong. Some love to the hated, to help the shame. Who am I? We think. Can look past your blind. Your cries will have to become a stride. Can hold your tears inside. It's not the life that you'd hope to lead. Before you know it's time, with every breath you breathe, you die. Do it to see the sun. You're standing tall on the only fight. Don't give some help to the helpless, and give some strength to the. And show some love to the hated, to love the shame.
It is that song that caught me off guard. There's always one per performance, that one that just catches me off guard because it ends so suddenly. So that's not really a melancholy song.
She was a fighter. She was a headbanger.
She was a rocker, dude,
through and through.
As a matter of fact, I think she was there for every one of our first shows.
She was not just a headbanger. She was the headbanger.
She was. A woman had hair to her rear
she
end.
Was always headbanging, man. It didn't make a difference if it was here or there or anywhere. She was headbanging.
Did anybody say what the name of that song was?
Susie's song.
Yeah, I was just
making sure.
Her big thing was peace and love, and she loved everybody, and she was always smiling. So
she was a wonderful woman. I met her when I was a boy, like probably 12 years old, and she was super cool to be. She was Aunt Susie.
Yep.
So I always loved her. She could never remember my name.
What's up, my brother?
Omar, Lamir.
Omar is my next one.
Oh, my gosh.
Scott, what do we got time for? Like two more?
Let's see. We got 6 minutes, so you decide.
So we got time enough for two more
Crowns
songs.
To Peach? Crowns and Peach. We ain't going to do my favorite.
The first song is called Crowns, and then we're going to lead right into a song called Psychedelic Peach.
All right, so stop for a second then. We'll finish with the two. So Justin, Levi, David, Chris, Amir, and...
Nicky!
What was the drummer's name again? I don't know.
John! Nicky Dolph.
Thank you so much for coming down and playing for us, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Thank you, Scott. We appreciate it.
Yep, our pleasure.
My pleasure, too, and all it took to get it going. All right, so once again, Dan by Dawn, and the name of the songs again were?
Crowns and Psychedelic Peach.
All righty. Once again, Dan by Dawn.
Ha 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 ha. now being loose. Some people think they got it all figured out till they come to the end. Spent so much time I'm learning how to be strong and to learn how to bend. That's why you got to let go of what you get. Yeah. And never fear the beast that grows within. Oh yeah. The feeling in your bones, it's something you can't explain. A feeling so unknown that just won't go away. That's why you gotta get out. They say it's better if you just burn out than to fade away. There's nothing worse than to be stuck in doubt because you're on dismay. We think we know it, but we don't have a clue. We don't know where to run. We're telling stories with a fraction of truth, and then we're left feeling numb. That's why you've got to let go of what you get. Yeah. And never fear the beast that grows within. Oh yeah. You feel it in your throat. It's something you can't explain. A feeling so unknown that just won't go away. That's why you gotta get out. Yeah.